perfectly. 32 yards.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, PB Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two times here, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And good evening. Back to volleyball mode tonight. Huron Tigers made the trip west on Highway 14. Huron, second meeting in 2 weeks with the peer governors. And a big match for both teams as we're right on the border of maybe having a chance for a home match in the SODAC 16 coming in to the evening. Huron is seeded 8 and Pierre seeded 9th. Of course, there's still matches to go. I think Huron has 4 more to go after tonight. Not sure on Pierre's schedule, but I'm sure they're somewhere in that vicinity. And as I said, they played 2 weeks ago, but things have changed in the last 2 weeks. Pierre has had 2 major injuries. One for sure will not play tonight. The other one they probably won't, but don't completely rule her out. The starting libero for the Pierre Governors, Lainey Reinke, she tore up her knee in warm-ups against Harrisburg. That was the match they played after Huron 2 weeks ago, so she will not play. She's out for the year, and sounds like she's out for basketball as well. And then Ellie Browers, she is right now, I guess, she is dressed. They aren't ruling her out for the match, but I don't think they really want to use her as she's about a week into a high ankle sprain. So Pierre will show a different look. Huron was kind of a mixed bag last week. A week ago tonight, hosting Roosevelt, Huron put together their best overall match with all facets of the team working. Then Thursday, I went down to Sioux Falls Jefferson, and Jefferson showed why they're number 2 as they took care of business fairly quickly after the first set and swept the Huron Tigers in 3. And Huron now starting to see the schedule slow down some. Play tonight, a week off, play next Tuesday, another week off, and then finish out with 2 games in 2 weeks on Tuesday, Thursday to wrap up the regular season. Then we're off to SODAC. So things are starting to come together here rather quickly. Pierre at 8-7, Huron at 12-11, and again, Huron is seeded 8, Pierre is seeded 9th, and Huron owning a win over Pierre from 2 weeks ago in Huron. Talk to both coaches, Tiffany Stoser, head coach of Pierre, Tyann Ulmer, head coach of our Huron Tigers. Those interviews coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Pre-game report as we get set here on Tiger. Pierre Governor's girls volleyball round two played 2 weeks ago in Huron. Now a second week here in Pierre. Tiffany Stosser, head coach of Pierre. They come in now with a record of 8-7 on the season. While it's just been 2 weeks, coach, a lot of things have changed for your team.
Yeah, you know, we've had to make some changes due to injuries. Got some season-ending injuries for Juan, senior libero, and then another one with a high ankle sprain that's, you know, pretty tender and going kind of day by day for us. So definitely we made some changes to the lineup, giving some other girls an opportunity to get in. You'll see a different rotation, different lineup than we've had in the past.
And really replacing the libero, especially this time of the season, you know, that, you know, she runs that back row. So now Grace Hanton moves in for Lainey Reinke, and I know we got faith in her.
Oh, yeah, Grace Hanton, you know, she can step in there. She's comfortable in that position, and you know, she communicates as well as anybody. So she's fine in there for us. It's then finding people to plug in for where Grace was before. And, you know, we're bringing up some young kids that maybe aren't ready, but they're jumping in and doing what we ask, and I really can't ask anything else of them out of that.
Now, as I said, just played 2 weeks ago in Huron, so you have a pretty fresh scouting report on Huron.
Yeah, you know, and we play each other twice a year every year, and I think we're pretty comfortable with each other. We, you know, you can watch a little film, but you start to know the tendencies of Huron, and they start to know what the tendencies of Pierre. So we know what the other team's going to do, and, you know, it's just both teams battle, and it's whoever battles better.
And I think I said this to you 2 weeks ago. I say it to every coach. Huron just gives you a different look than you get in most AA just because there's not a lot of size.
Yeah, you know, they find a way to win, and Huron finds a way to win, which I think they know their strengths and weaknesses, and their weaknesses are they don't have a lot of big hitters. And so what they do is they, you know, play shots and tip shots and get teams out of system, and it's really frustrating for other teams. They do a nice job of it. So they find a way to be successful with what they have.
And, of course, for you, you can exploit that size.
Yeah, I think there's things that we can do. We need to execute them. We've made a lot of changes in the last couple of weeks, and I hope that we're comfortable in this new rotation. We're doing everything a little bit different, and we haven't had a ton of time to practice it. So we go out and execute. We play with energy and together. We usually do a pretty good job, and I hope that's the case tonight.
And lastly, we always say every game counts, no matter if it's August or the middle of October, but you have a little better vision of how much it counts tonight. We're 8, you're 9. This could go a long ways on somebody getting a home match for the SODAC.
Yeah, you know, and you try not to pay too much attention to those because it's out of your control. But yeah, this is the time of year where you have to start watching and seeing where you're at and where you're going to play, and everybody wants a home game. And so each competition matters. We're just trying to take it one match at a time.
Tiffany Stosser, head coach up here. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! This Huron Tiger moment, the 2004 state champion Huron Tiger boys basketball team. The Tigers were the third seed in the tournament. They opened the tournament with a third win that year over Aberdeen. In the semifinals, Huron avenged an earlier season loss to Spearfish. In the championship, Huron again avenged a regular season loss, defeating the O'Gorman Knights 75-69. Eric Hall was named Mr. Basketball for 2004. The 04 Tigers were coached by Tim Buddenhagen.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
We're back getting set for volleyball here on Tigers Pier Governors round two. We played 2 weeks ago in Huron, a three-set sweep for Huron. Now back here in Pier, Ty Elmer joins us here. And Ty, split our matches last week. One Tuesday with Roosevelt, then went up to Jefferson, and just kind of a tale of two matches. Thought we started well against Jefferson, but then they showed why they're number two.
Yeah, we hung in there. We just got to make sure that we're still playing our level and don't get sucked in on serve receive. And I think serve receive killed us that third match against Jefferson, but it is what it is.
Now we come to Pier, and like I said, played them 2 weeks ago, but yet Pier's got changes that are basically unforeseen.
Yep, we watched a little bit about it, and we know what we got to do still. It's no different than 2 weeks ago of what we got to do.
Well, you know, they're missing their libero now. They might have another hitter out as well, but, you know, injuries are part of the equation.
Yep. We'll just play against what we know, and hopefully it is a win at the end of the day. So that's all we can do.
And the one thing is they're still very tall across the net. Doesn't matter what rotation they're in.
No, and I think that's all we're going to see from here on out is tall. So we just got to get used to tooling the block and just being quick.
And also, you know, we always say every match counts, and it does, but in the middle of October, you can get a little better feel of where you're at than you were, say, in early September. And this is a big match for both teams trying to get a home match in the SODAC.
Yeah, I think every game from here on out is going to be a big match, no matter what. But got to do what we got to do, and the chips fall where they fall, and we'll, at the end of the day, we will work on what we need to do.
Diane Elmer, head coach of the Huron Tigers. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You can work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Carrie Cass, I'm a sophomore, number one, and I'm a DS. Alexis Pigledor, junior, right side hitter, number two. Deja Claggett, senior, outside hitter, number three. Jensi Gergen, four, sophomore, stutter. Samantha Ming Mordis, junior, number five, no hitter. Ireland Henrich, senior, number six, DS. Kelsey Shuhart, senior, number seven, DS. Hilton Hines, sophomore, number nine, libero. Sydney Pay Severance, senior, number 10, outside hitter. Allie Davis, sophomore, number 11, outside hitter. Madison Hirschman, senior, number 12, DS. Maddie Jurgens, junior, number 15, DS. Aurora Dreyer, junior, number 16, right side hitter. Hampton Hines, senior, number 18, setter. Christina Johnson, senior, number 20, outside hitter. Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 22, middle hitter.
She's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We're back at Pier Riggs High School getting set for Huron Tiger Volleyball. Huron and Pier battling for the second time in 2 weeks. Huron came out with a sweep of the Governors 2 weeks ago. Pier since then, well, they haven't won since then. They lost their libero to an injury the following match. Laney Ranke is out for the year. And about a week ago, Ellie Browers, who is one of their setters in a 6-2 lineup. She is most likely out. I believe she is dressed, but I'm not sure that I've seen her actually warming up. She has a bad ankle, and for now they don't really want to use her, and we'll see if that actually comes to play here with this match this evening. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update in the lower level. Peer swept here on JV 27-25, 25-21, and the sophomore match 25-20, 25-21. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Next Tuesday will be the next time out for the Huron Tigers back home at the arena, and it'll be Breast Cancer Awareness Night next Tuesday. And I believe they have finished selling to block out cancer, although they may still make a few extra ones, I assume. But the block out cancer T-shirts, everybody encouraged to wear those on Tuesday as part of pink. Obviously, they're going to be pink, or I assume they're going to be pink. I remember one year we had black T-shirts instead of pink T-shirts for Breast Cancer Awareness. And there is going to be, once again this year, a silent auction that'll be online. I haven't received the link or anything on that, but that will go live most likely on Tuesday and run through Saturday night at about 10 o'clock. I think that's the usual parameters they have on that, and all money raised from that, be it the T-shirt sales or the silent auction, that will stay right in Huron and go to the HRMC Got You Covered program, making sure that mammograms are available to everybody. And again, it all stays. In fact, the whole thing, Breast Cancer Awareness Night each year, is coordinated with the HRMC Foundation. Levi Carey taking over that office this year. So, again, make sure you come out, wear your pink. Even if you don't get one of the blackout cancer T-shirts, just wear something pink to the arena. It's always after homecoming. It's usually the biggest crowd of the season for a Tiger volleyball match at the arena. So that'll be next Tuesday. Thursday, we have high school football on the air, wrap up the regular season here on hosting Yankton. And prior to the game, they'll have a tailgate, music parents serving pork loin sandwiches beginning at 5:30. I believe the cost is $5, chips, cookie, and a sandwich. So a very good deal there for the meal. And that was originally scheduled for last Friday, but due to the bad weather, they decided to change that to this coming Thursday. They'll also honor the seniors, I believe, in cheer and dance, cross-country tennis, and golf on Thursday at the football game as well. Playoffs will be the following Thursday. Huron is right now the number 6 seed. They are in. They've clinched a spot in the playoffs. Just a matter of what seed they have here for the playoffs, which will begin a week from Thursday. Officials for our match are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. I know one of the officials is Joe Auk from the South Dakota High School Activities Association. She will be one of the officials calling the match. The officials are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Huron is wearing white tops tonight, as is Pierre. So, again, that's something that I frown upon in volleyball. There's no reason for the two teams to be wearing the same color jerseys, but nobody ever asked me. Hilton Hines, libero for Huron, wearing the pink top tonight for the Tigers. Second time she's had the chance to do that. Getting the lineups here. We'll just see if we're doing the lineups first or if we're going to do the anthem first. Then we'll proceed here with the pregame report and get set for high school volleyball with the Tigers and the Governors. See, Pierce going to toss pink volleyballs into the stands when they are introduced. And most of the student section for Pierce is wearing pink. A couple of guys are wearing long pink bathrobes. So kind of creative there, too, in wearing the pink. But, again, most of the Pierce student body is wearing the pink. I see the officials have pink whistles as well. Again, still waiting to see what we're going to do here with the introductions, if we do the starting lineups first, but they seem to be having a lot of other announcements. Yep, now we're going to do the anthem. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and return here to Pier. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
...a Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
1 minute after 7 o'clock, this is KIJV AM/FM Huron, getting set for Huron Tiger Pier Governor Volleyball. Here's the starters for Pier. Head coach is Tiffany Stoser. They're 8-7 on the season. Campbell Cronin is a 5'11" junior middle. Michaela Sherwood, a 6'2" senior, right side and middle. Elise Christofferson, a 5'8" senior center. Grace Hatton is a 5'8" junior libero. Reese Terwilliger, a 5'11" senior middle. Campbell Boddicker, a 5'10" senior outside. And Abigail Kropp, I think they call her Abby, she is a 5'9" senior outside. Here on Tigers, head coach is Tyann Ulmer. Girls we expect on the floor tonight, Deja Claggett, a 5'6" senior outside. Samantha Magmorodeth, a 5'9" junior middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8" sophomore libero. Allie Davis, 5'7" sophomore outside. Madison Hirschman, 5'4" senior serving specialist. Maddie Jurgens, a 5'2" junior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'11" junior right side. Hampton Hines, 5'8" senior setter. And Kenzie Simmonsma is a 6' senior middle. So those are the lineups for both teams as we get set for high school volleyball here tonight. Again, Huron owns one win over Pier, played 2 weeks ago. Huron getting a 3-set sweep, but since then, Pier's had a major change in their lineup as senior libero Lainey Ranke suffered a knee injury the match following Huron. She is out for the season. Ellie Browers is dressed, but I guess if you want to go the NFL route, she's listed as doubtful for the match here tonight. Good crowd here in Pier. This is outside of Mitchell. I think this will be the smallest facility. We normally have an athletic contest. Student section is pretty much right on top of the Huron side of the court. I'm kitty corner on the court, trying to get my best angle on the video stream. I did my best here, but just kind of a little cramped spot here, but hopefully it's kind of gives you the picture of what's going on with our match tonight. So I'm right kitty corner on the Huron end of the court. Pier is to the far side. Again, if you're watching on video, both teams have white tops on tonight, but Huron is the closer to the video stream. And also you have Hilton Hines wearing the pink top as the libero. And libero for Pier, Grace Hanton. She's wearing a black jersey. So getting the lineup checks, and we will be ready here sooner rather than later for volleyball here tonight in Pier. Huron 12-11, Pier 8-7, both teams one game above the 500 level, and Pier will serve first with Kropp. Serve received Juergens over the net, knocked back. Pier gets control, second hit attack, dug out by Juergens. Pass ahead, Claggett coming off the left side, cross court, goes wide. And Pier gets the first point of the night on a Huron inning error. It's 1-0 Pier. Kropp again on the serve for the Governors. Serve back row, Juergens there, Hines will set. Mangmorideth leans in off the top of the net, dug out by Pier. Back set, right side hit, Terwilliger. Tigers got a block on it, keep it alive. Free balled by Hines. Pier, here's the set. Back set, Christofferson. Terwilliger again, floats it back row. Hines there. Hampton will set. Claggett with the hit. Cross court, dumps it in front of the back row. And Huron ties it at one. And Deja Claggett gets the first kill of the night. That brings Dreyer into the front row as Juergens comes off the floor for Huron. And Hampton Hines serving for the Huron Tigers. Back row serve received by Kropp. Set in the middle, the hit, Terwilliger, nice dig, Hilton Hines, quick set by Hampton, finds the corner, caught Hampton leaning the other way, kill for Hampton Hines, 2-1 lead for Huron. Hines again with the serve, both teams trying to build some early momentum. Back row, serve received for Pier. Christofferson sets, left side hit this time, not a great dig, but Huron gets control, will free ball with Claggett. Here comes Pier again, set up the middle. Terwilliger with the hit, bounced it off the net, and it rolled right on the line. Kill for Reese Terwilliger. And we're tied at two. Pier gets the serve back. Serving is Campbell Cronin. Serve receive and goes wide right. Claggett let it go, and it went just outside the line. So service error for Pier, and Huron leads 3-2. Claggett serving, and she'll drop it in for the ace. Hampton let it go, thinking it would go long, and ace for Deja Claggett, and Huron up 4-2 in set one. Huron trying to continue to build some of this early momentum. Claggett into the net, service error. 4-3, Pier back within one. Each team now has a service error. Stepping back to serve now for Pier is Campbell Boddicker. There's two girls with the first name Campbell on Pier. And not run across that as a first name for anyone before this year. Tipped across by Davis, dug out by Pier. Set to the left side. They hit by Boddicker, I believe. Tigers dig it out. Come off to the left. Dreyer will tip over the double block. Pier digs it again. Quick set across. Nice dig by Hilton Hines. Allie Davis on the second hand can't keep it alive. And Pier will come back to tie it at four. Terwilliger to the back row to serve now for Pier. She has Division I offers in track and field. I don't think she's settled on a choice yet. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton sets. Dreyer on the right side. Down the middle and drops it in. I think it was touched by the block as well. Here I'm back on top. 5-4. Kill number one for Aurora Dreyer. Hilton Hines will serve. And Kinsey Simmonsma in for Huron. Mangmorideth comes off. Hilton Hines serve. Oh, nice serve. Nice overthrow. And Allie Davis just puts it back. It was dug out nicely by Campbell Boddicker. But on the overpass, Allie Davis just went up and swatted it back. Huron up 6-4. Hilton Hines serving again. Serve received to Hanton. Set to the left. The hit off the Tiger block. Quick set across by Hines to the corner. Nice play, Hanton. They keep it alive. Left side hit played by Claggett. Set across left. Davis winds up. Blocked at the net. Pier gets control. Christofferson sets. Backline attack for Terwilliger. Huron handles it. Davis comes with the tip this time. Blocked back by Pier. Huron returns it. Long volley. Left side hit. Pier blocked it out. That'll be a kill for Campbell Boddicker. her first, and Pierre back within one at 6-5 in set one. Boddicker just got the kill. Now she steps back and serves for Pierre. Into the net, service error for Boddicker. Here on back up 2-7-5 in set one. Juergens in, replacing Dreyer. Maddie will serve and play back row for Huron. We're just underway here in Pierre, 7-5 lead Huron in set one. Serve by Juergens. Back set, right side hit, slam down the middle. Big time swing by Michaela Sherwood, her first kill. Pierre back within one, 7-6. Hatton will serve now for Pierre. Right now, Pierre's got seven girls on the floor. Now, Sherwood comes off. Hatton serving, pops it high to Juergens. Hilton Hines will send it ahead. It's going to be a free ball by Simmonsma. Pierre can set it up. Christofferson up the middle. They hit to the corner, wide open for Campbell Cronin. Pierre has tied it at seven. Pierre's been able to get into their offense, and they have had a couple of successful attacks. Gov serving for the lead. Serve received Juergens. Hampton Hines, the quick set up the middle. Pierre gets over to it. Left side the tip. Juergens with the dig. Set across Davis. Her hit block stays on the Pierre side of the net. They'll dig it off the net. Left side tapped across. Dan Claggett there. Set to the left to a Davis. Cross court goes long. Hitting error. Now they call a touch on Pierre. Point Huron, and Huron back up 8-7. That'll be a kill for Allie Davis, her second. Huron back on top, 8-7, and Davis steps back to serve for the Huron Tigers. Back row serve received Pierre. Bump it to the left. Here's the tip over the top of the net, and Huron can't save it. Took something off it. That'll be a kill, I believe, for Kropp, so I'm going to give it to anyway. We're tied at 8. I cannot see the scoreboard with the stats here in Pierre from where I'm at. All I can see is a scoreboard and a timer, and we don't really need the timer that much. Pierre serving now with Elise Christofferson. Sails it back row. Hilton Hines, Hampton sets. Claggett back in the front, left side. Pierre got a block on it. Christofferson back sets Terwilliger. Tigers got a block on that. Set to the left. Here's the hit. Block back by Terwilliger. Block kill by Reese. And Pierre has their first lead since 1-0. Governor's up 9-8 in set one. Christofferson preparing to serve. She's got a big knee brace on that left leg. Serve received Juergens. Hampton sets. They hit block back and blocked out. That'll be a kill for Simmonsma. Double blocked by Pierre, and that went into the Pierre student section. First kill for Kenzie Simmonsma. We're tied at 9. I don't think anybody's had a lead bigger than 2 so far. And serving specialist Madison Hirschmanian puts it to the corner. Serve received Pierre. Set to the left, Terwilliger. They move her all over on the front net. To the left, here's Claggett with the hit. Block, dug off, and tipped back across by Pierre, by Kropp, I believe. To the left, here comes Claggett again. Again, block back, dug out by Pierre. Goes across. Pierre can set it up. To the left, they hit by Kropp, back row. Tigers dig it out, bumped ahead. Claggett left side, free balls it, and goes wide right. Hitting air here on, and Pierre back up 10-9 in set one. Serving for Pierre, Abigail Kropp. Meg Moradeth back into the front row as Simmonsma out for Huron. 10-9, Pierre leading in set one. Back row, a Juergens on serve receive, pass ahead. Claggett comes on the right side, just tips it over to the back row. Pass ahead, Hanton. Left side, just going to be a free ball there by Boddicker. Quick set, Hines going to the corner. Hanton stayed with it. Back set, and a blocked at the net. Claggett, Pierre still controls, and Christofferson tried to place it to the corner, but placed it way long. That's something that Hampton Hines very adept at doing, but Christofferson a little too much on that, going to the corner. We're tied at 10, Hampton Hines serving. Huron's made a complete rotation with Hampton serving for the second time. Serve received, Doug, kept alive, hit by Terwilliger, and Pierre, I think that was a net call on the Governors, or a line call, actually. In any case, Point Huron, Huron back up 11-10, and Hines serving. Hines into the net, service error, we're tied at 11. Second service error against the Tigers, each team has two. Serving for Pier is Campbell Cronin. Back row serve, receive Claggett. Hines will back set to Deja. Her hit right up the middle. Pier trying to dig it out, save it. Third hit, they'll put it in the back row to Hilton Hines. Hampton with the set. Back set for Dreyer. Down the middle, dug out by Pier and out. It was a nice dig, but Pier, I think that was Christofferson, but on the overpass, it just went a little too strong. Second kill for Aurora Dreyer. You're on up 12-11 in set one. Serve to the corner, serve received Pier. Set in the middle, and putting it into the net was Cronin. It almost looked like she maybe jumped too early, and Huron gets the lead back to two at 13-11 in set one. Claggett serving for Huron. Puts it to the corner, serve received Terwilliger. Back set to her, Terwilliger with the hit through the block, kept alive by Claggett. Free ball to cross by Davis. Pier can set it up again. Christofferson in the middle this time, and that tips off the block. That'll be a kill for Boddicker, her second. Tipped off the block, and Hilton Hines just could not get to it after that tip happened. Pier back within one, 13-12. Now Terwilliger into the back row. Neither team's had very much of a rally, so about every one or two points, we have a new server. It's Terwilliger for Pier. Serve receive, and Allie Davis struggled with the serve receive. The pass off target, and that'll be the first ace of the night. We're tied at 13 as the ace to Reese Terwilliger. Tied at 13, Pierce serving to Huron. Serve back row, serve receive Hilton Hines. Set, and Davis just going to have to free ball it. Hanton plays it from the back row. Set by Christofferson. The hit goes long. Overswing by Campbell Boddicker. Huron back up 1, 14-13. Again, neither team, I don't think Pierce led by more than one. Huron hasn't led by more than two, I believe. Hilton Hines serving. That's an ace as it died right in front of Terwilliger. She could not make the play on it. First ace, or second ace, excuse me, for Huron. Hilton Hines with the ace. Huron up 15-13 in set one. Hilton again with the serve. Back row Hanton. Set by Christofferson, left side, off balance. Pier did get it across, kept alive by Dreyer. Tipped over by Simmonsma. Pier off the net, can't get to it. Tipped by Simmonsma, and Huron, first three-point lead for either team, 16-13, and Pier wants a timeout. Huron leads by three off the kill by Simmonsma. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states. Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We are back in Pier. Huron a 16-13 lead, biggest lead for either team here in set one. Pier hasn't led by more than one. Huron never led more than two till now. So a nice little run. See if Hilton Hines can keep the run going for Huron off the Pier timeout. Hilton sends it across, serve received to Terwilliger. Set across left side, Boddicker. Nice dig back row. Hilton Hines. Pass ahead by Claggett. Free ball to cross Hampton Hines. Quick set across. Nice dig by Hampton. Hilton will pass it ahead. Davis left side. Comes cross court. Pier digs it out. Set back line attack. Terwilliger played by Hampton Hines. And it just kind of went sideways. Back line kill for Reese Terwilliger. Long volley. And Pier gets the point. It's 16-14. And stepping back to serve, Campbell Boddicker for the Pier Governors. Back row, Ailey Davis down on serve receive. She'll free ball it, and Pierre froze. Allie Davis just freeballing it, and Pierre just had nobody go after the ball. It was a nice placement by Davis. She went left to right, and Pierre just thought somebody else was going to take care of it. Davis with her third kill. That's the gift-wrapped variety of kills. Maddie Juergens serving for Huron. Overpass and knocked back by Simmons. Pierre can't keep it alive. On the hard serve, the overpass came, and Simmonsma went up and knocked it back for her third kill. Huron opens up an 18-14 lead here in set one. Juergens serving for Huron. Back row, serve received Pierre. Christofferson sets. Left side hit and dropped in the corner. Very close call. The kill for Sherwood, her second. Pierre back within three, 18-15. It was right in front of me, and I thought it was out. I don't have the greatest of angle. I'm looking at it kind of sideways. Hampton Eyne set will be tipped by Simmonsma. Dug out Terwilliger. Set to the left. The hit by Kropp, I believe. Pass ahead by Huron. Free ball by Hampton Hines. Pierre gets control. Set to the left. Here comes Kropp again, and a whistle on Pierre. I think it was a footfall again. 19-15, Huron up four in set one. Allie Davis on the serve. Back row serve receive Pierre. That's Jordan Mayer. Tip blocked back by Huron. Pierre gets control by Hanton. Left side hit Sherwood. Tigers dig it out. Bumped, and Hampton Hines going to hit herself. Dug out by Terwilliger. Set to the left. Back line attack Terwilliger. Nice dig Juergens. Bump to Claggett. She'll just free ball cross court. Pierre there. Bump ahead. Left side. Here comes Kropp again. Blocked by Claggett. By Hines. She'll send it back across. Set to the left. Here's the hit again. And that will bounce and roll over through for Kropp. Boy, both teams made some nice plays on the ball. But Pierre ultimately gets the point. 19-16. Huron's lead again shaved to three. This first set has stayed tight. Elise Christofferson setters serving for Pierre. Serve receive Hines. Hampton will set it. Claggett from the middle drops it down. Pierre digs it out, keeps it alive. Left side hit through the block. Another kill for Kropp. She's come alive. Three kills, two in a row for Pierre, and they're back within two, 19-17. Just a simple 2-0 run, and just like that, you feel like you're back in it. Christofferson serving for Pierre. Into the net service error. Huron gets one back. It's 2017 Tigers. Third service error on Pierre in this set. Serving specialists, Madison Hirschman for the Tigers, the senior. We'll put it back row, played by Hanton. Back set, right side hit, Kropp going to her lap, but blocked by Meg Moradeth. Meg Moradeth went in and stuffed it on Kropp that time. Here on back up 4, 21-17. Samantha Meg Moradeth with her first kill. Hirschman serving. Serve receive back row Pierre. Set to the left. The tip by Terwilliger. Dug out by Hirschman, but out. It fell in front of her. She did all she could to get a hand on the ball. Kill for Reese Terwilliger. I have her for four. 21-18. Huron's lead shaved to three. And serving for Pierre is Abby Kropp. Serve received Juergens. Bumped by Hines. Claggett off the left side, kind of far away from the net. Christofferson sets from the middle. Terwilliger. Tigers got a block on it again. Bump ahead. Claggett left side off the top of the net. Hanton there. Set to the left. The hit by Boddicker drills it to the corner. Campbell Boddicker with her third kill. Pierre within two at 21-19. Huron has held the lead for most of this first set. Pierre led 1-0 and I believe 9-8 and 10-9. And Huron's had the lead other than that. Pierre, though, has it down to two. Hampton sets. Claggett steps in and sails it all the way. Oh, tip by Pierre. It went almost all the way back to the basketball baseline, but a tip on the block by Pierre. Kill for Claggett. And Huron 3 points away at 22-19. Second kill for Deja. Hampton Hines serving for the Huron Tigers. Back row, serve received Pierre. Bumped ahead by Christofferson. Left side hit, Boddicker into the net. Looks like she kind of got herself twisted trying to get inside the antenna. on the air. Huron 2 points away at 23-19. Pier going to burn their second timeout here. Timeout Pier, Huron up 23-19. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron, hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Piers used both timeouts. Huron at 23-19 in set one. Huron has held the lead, but didn't really get any distance there till about .15. Huron has both of their timeouts if needed. Hampton Hines serving for the Huron Tigers. Back row serve received. Shanked in the back row by Cronin. An ace for Hines, and Huron at set point, 24-19. Third ace of the set for Huron, and Hampton Hines at set point serving. Back row drops in front of Cronin, got to that one, left side hit, Tigers dig it out. Hines back sets, Dreyer with the hit, goes to the corner, drops it in, Aurora Dreyer, her third kill of the set, and Huron takes set one, 25-19. Huron up, one set to none. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Breeding, are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. The 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Ready to go with set two. I'm Jeff Duffy here in Pier, here on Tiger Volleyball. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, 25-19. Huron took the first set, and boy, Coach Stoser is using the entire 3 minutes for in between sets to talk to her team. Again, that match stayed tight till, let's see, the last tie was at 13. Pier only led three times. Last tie was at 13. Huron led from there on out. And made plays there to pick up the win at 25-19. So Coach Stoser uses the entire 3 minutes there to talk to her girls. Again, Pier is banged up. They're missing two starters, at least for that first set. I don't recall seeing Ellie Browers come into the game. And Their starting libero, senior Lainey Reinke, she's out for the year with a knee injury. Those are two big changes from just 2 weeks ago when these two teams played back in Huron. Start the second set. Hampton Hines with the serve and serves long. And Pierre leads 1-0. Third service error on Huron. Pierre had three in the first set. Huron two, obviously. So Pierre, a 1-0 lead to start set two. Serving off the top of the net. It's an ace. Campbell Cronin used the net to her advantage and it rolled right into the campfire. 2-0 lead for Pierre to start set two. Cronin again with the serve. Back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will quick set to the corner and went to wide left. And Huron just making a few mistakes now, and Pierre able to take advantage. 3-0 lead for Pierre. That's their biggest lead of the night. Serve received, Claggett goes sideways. Hilton sends it ahead. Make more depth with the head, and again long. And boy, Huron racking up errors, 4-0. Pierre has an ace, and the other 3 points have come on Huron errors here to start set number two. Cronin continues to serve for Pierre. Into the net. Huron on the board, it's 4-1. Fourth service error against Pierre. Deja Claggett will serve for the Huron Tigers. Claggett, back row, serve received. Pierre Christofferson sets to left. Terwilliger into the net. Terwilliger looks like she just took off too early. And, well, we haven't had a lot of stats to keep here. It's been mostly errors on the two teams. 4-2 Pierre. There's been one ace and everything else has been an error, giving the other team a point. Serve received, Pierre. Christofferson sets up the middle. Big time hit. Tipped by Huron. That'll be a kill for Kropp, her fourth. And Pierre up 5-2 in set two. In to serve for Pierre is Ava Swenson. I don't remember her coming in the first set. Serve receive, back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will back set. Dreyer on the right side, taps it up the middle. Pierre able to get the dig, but then Christofferson set to nobody. I think Terwilliger thought it was just going to come to her in the middle, and Christofferson thought Reese was going to slide to the right. So basically a setting error or passing error, 5-3. Here on back within two, Hilton Hines serving. Pierre on serve receive, pass ahead. Left side hit, the tip over the block, took something off it, kill for Kropp. She has 5 kills now, and Pierre back up 3 at 6-3. Governor's serving. Kropp, who just had a kill, she puts it into the net. 5 service errors on Pierre, 2 in this set. Here on back with the 2, a 6-4 in set 2. Here on up, 1-0. Maddie Juergens now on the serve for Huron. Juergens puts it back row to Pierre. Back set, right side hit. And off the block by Simmonsma. Huron keeps it alive. Hit off the left side, Davis. Nice dig back row by Kropp. Passed ahead, and Huron get a block. Had a couple of Pierre girls collide. Hampton Hines with a quick set to the corner. Again, sends it out. And I do believe, yep, Ellie Browers is in the game for Pierre. They really didn't want to use her, but she is in, and for now it looks like she's moving okay. She's coming off a high ankle sprain. Terwilliger serving for Pierre. Serve received, Claggett. Hines will set. Davis left side up the middle. Pierre overpass, knocked back by Davis again, and Pierre can't dig it out. Davis will pick up the kill. That's her fourth. I believe that leads Huron in kills. Huron within 2-7-5. Now Davis steps back to serve for the Tigers. Claggett moves into the front row. Serve received, Pierre. Christofferson sets, left side hit. Tigers get the nice dig. Hilton Hines pass across. The tip by Claggett. Set in the middle. Sherwood will hit it across right to Davis. Bump. Here comes Claggett with the tip in the middle. Sherwood plays it. Quick set by Christofferson here on there. Quick set by Hines. Pierre, a nice dig. I believe that was Browers. Huron with a block of the net. Pierre keeps it alive off the net and gets it across. Long volley here again. Claggett with the two-hand tip. Dug out nicely by Boddicker. Boddicker will hit through the Tiger block. Campbell Boddicker with her fourth kill. And Peer back up by three at 8-5. Peer has led this entire second set after Huron led a majority of the first set. Now Brewers comes off, must be just using her in the back row right now. Elise Christofferson to serve, the setter for Peer. She'll send it back row, Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. The hit by Simmonsma, block back, nice dig, Juergens. Free ball to cross by Hines. Set in the middle, they hit Sherwood, drops it in the middle, nobody home. Or excuse me, Campbell Cronin with the kill, And Peer opens a 9-5 lead. Equals their biggest lead here of this set. Christofferson prepares to serve for Peer. Peer into the net. Already three service errors on Peer in this set. They have six total. Half of Huron's points have come on serving errors by Peer. 9-6, Peer leading. Madison Hirschman, serving specialist, on the floor to serve for Huron. Puts it back row, kind of dies. Peer able to get the serve received. They'll punch it across way long. Too much on that one from Michaela Sherwood. Huron back within two, 9-7. As Hirschman again prepares to serve for the Huron Tigers. 9-7 lead Peer here in set two. Huron up one set to none. Serve receive. Back row Cronin, right side. The hit by Boddicker again goes long. Now Peer getting a little wild with the swings, and Huron within one. 9-8, and Peer going to use an early timeout. Peer leads 9-8 in set one. Huron up one set to none. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, TJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. O'Gorman leads Lincoln one set to none. Jefferson leads Watertown one set to none. That's your Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Here it's 9-8 Peer. Huron, a nice little run here. A chance to tie with Hirschman serving. Puts it to the corner. Peer gets control. Set up the middle. The hit finding the open corner. Cronin. Peer set up the offense that time and got one of their big girls a good swing up the middle, and Peer goes back up two at 10-8. Boddicker serving for Peer. Serve received. Davis had to go down to get it. Nice save. Hampton Hines, and then it's dropped in by Meg Mordeth. What a great dig by Hampton Hines. Got to Meg Mordeth, and then Sam just kind of hit that campfire shot just in the middle of the court. Second kill for Meng Moradeth. Huron back within one at 10-9, and Hampton Hines serving for Huron. Hampton, serve receive Mayer. Come off to the left, the big hit. Tigers got a block with Dreyer. Pass ahead, Hilton Hines. Dreyer will hit cross court, goes wide left. A lot of hitting errors both sides of the net here in set number two. Peer leading 11-9, and Campbell Cronin to serve for the Governors. They are simply the Governors. They dropped the lady part about 3 or 4 years ago. An ace for Cronin, hit the top of the net again and rolled in front of Claggett. Again, that's one of those I'd rather be lucky than good. Second ace for Cronin. I think both of them have been of that hit the net and then have it roll in. Serve goes, ooh, is that in? It is. Claggett let it go, and that's in. I don't think Huron liked the call, but it looked like it was in to me, and Peer has a four-point lead, 13. Now they're calling it out. Boy, I now this works for Huron, don't get me wrong, but that was in. That's a tough call to go against Peer, because that's right in the corner, right in front of me. That was in. But now they have overruled, and it's going to be Huron's point. And instead, it's 12-10, so Huron a huge break there. Claggett serving. Serve received Peer. Set to the left. Here's the hit. The tip dug out by Hampton. Hilton will send it ahead. Hampton, a backline attack, goes wide left. And again, both teams here on particular, a lot of hitting errors here in set two. 13-10, Pier leading. Huron has not led in this set. Serving for Pier is Ava Swenson. To the corner, Allie Davis. Hampton Eyes will set. Meg Moradeth from the middle finds the corner. Again, able to set up the offense, which we haven't always been able to do. Huron back within two, 13-11. Meg Moradeth with her third kill. Hilton Hines will serve for Huron, wearing the pink for libero tonight. Serve receive Pier. Back set Christofferson. Hit to Williger coming back to the right. Dug out by Hampton. Hilton sends it ahead. Davis with the tip cross court. Hanton is there for Pier. Left side big hit. Tigers block, but it's punched through by Kropp. Kropp with six kills. Pier back up by three, 14-11. We're in set one. Checking into the front row, Boddicker for Pier. And stepping back to serve is Kropp, who just got the kill. Claggett on serve receive, bumped by Hampton. They hit cross court by Davis. Nice dig in the back row by Boddicker, I believe. Christofferson will get it across on her knees. Back set, Dreyer right side through the block and falls into the campfire. Aurora Dreyer with her fourth kill. The lefty working on that right side. Here I'm back within two at 14-13. Maddie Juergens to serve. Dreyer comes off the floor for Huron. Juergens sends it back row to Hanton. Serve receive Christofferson. Left side hit. Cross court dropped in. That's a kill for Boddicker. She has five kills. And again, Pier up by three, 15-12. Huron just has not been able to get a rally going here in the second set. Terwilliger back to serve for Pier. Sends it. Long for service here on Pier in this set. Or is that the third? Because that's that. No, that is the fourth. Here on back within two, 15-13. Allie Davis to serve. Pier on serve, receive. Back row Brewers. Left side in again through the block. And Boddicker able to defeat the Huron block over there. Pier again up three, 16-13. Christofferson back to serve for Pier as the Governors haven't really been able to put Huron away, but they've been able to hold the lead. Serve receive Juergens. Quick set across by Hines. Nice dig by Pier. They'll slam it across. Dug out by Hilton Hines. Hit by Simmonsma through the Pier block. Mackenzie Simmonsma picks up her fourth kill. Huron again within two, 16-14. Huron just keeping it close, but can't quite get that rally to get some momentum and maybe get a lead. Maybe they can do it behind the serving of Madison Hirschman, who's in. Her serve sails back row. Serve receive. Christofferson will set it. Hit up the middle, and Juergens misplayed it. Give the kill to Campbell Cronin. She's got four kills. And again, Pier up three, 17-14 in set two. Huron's up one set to none. Hilton Hines back into the back row for Huron. Hampton sets. Claggett left side. Block back. A misplayed by Juergens. Block kill by Pier. I believe that was Sherwood. Sherwood with the block kill. Her third kill. Pier up four. And Huron's going to take their first timeout of the night. Pier up 18-14 in set two. Trying to tie things up. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
This is a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Coach Ulmer using her first timeout. Pier with an 18-14 lead. This four-point lead has been their biggest. They've had a couple of different four-point leads. Huron has not led here in set two. Pier serving. Juergens on serve receive. Set to the left, Claggett with the hit, drills it into the back row. Deja with the answer for Huron. Tigers back within three, 18-15, kill three for Cligget. Hampton Hines serving now for Huron as Dreyer into the front row for the Tigers. Hampton Hines, back row, serve receive for Hanton. Set across, going to be a two-hand tip by Pierre. Tigers dig it out. Hilton passes. Going to be a free ball by Cligget. Up the middle, found the campfire. It wasn't really an attack. She was back by the spike line. Huron again pulls within two, 18-16. Cligget with her fourth kill. Hines serving. Serve receive back row, Mayer. Right side hit. There's the block at the net by Cligget. Pierre trying to get control. Right side, Sherwood will tap it back row. Hampton 9 sets. Here's Dreyer. Pops it back row to Hanton. Set over to the left. The big swing. And up into the rafters. Tap back by Pierre. Boy, both teams were looking to see if that would hit a rafter. It didn't. It floated down and was knocked back by Campbell Cronin. And Pierre gets back up by three, 19-16. I was waiting for it to hit the ceiling. It never did. And then on the overpass, Cronin took care of business. Serve receive, Hilton Hines. Hampton back sets. Cligget coming off the right side with the tip. Pierre able to keep it off the floor. And the hit into the net by Pierre. So a good off speed there by Cligget. Crossed up Pierre. They got their three hits but never got it over the net. Here I'm back within two again, 19-17. Cligget sends it back row. Step Christofferson hit Terwilliger, dug out by Huron and free balled by Davis. Hanton sprawls to get the dig. Left side hit, blocked by Meg Moradeth. Pierre gets control, back set, right side hit. Sherwood comes way long to the left. Hitting air, Pierre. And Huron within one, 19-18 in set two. Again, Huron is not led in this set. Cligget serving to try and tie up the score. Serve comes short. Pierre is there. Set to the left. Terwilliger. Her hit went off the Tiger block. And a kill for Pierre. I believe that was Terwilliger. Yeah, that was Terwilliger. Pierre back up two, 20-18. Definite touch. There's no doubt about that. Terwilliger, her fifth kill, but her first of this set. 2018, Pierre up two. Ava Swenson serving. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton will set. Meg Moradeth in the middle. Blocked back by Pierre. Quick set across by Meg Moradeth. Pierre gets control. They'll tap it up the middle. Hilton Hines there. Hampton sets. Here's the hit by Meg Moradeth. Nice dig, Pierre again. They'll tip off the net. Look like it hit the antenna. And they call the illegal hit on Huron. Again, it looked like it hit the antenna. I'm not really sure who hit it. To touch the pin, we have a timeout here on. They'll use their second timeout. Pierre up 21-18 in set two, trying to tie things up. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Pierre Lee's 21-18 in set two, trying to tie things up. Huron now out of timeouts. Pierre has one left. And off the timeout, Ava Swenson to serve for the Governors. Serve receive Hilton Hines. Hampton comes out to set. Davis off the left side, taps it back to the corner. Quick set across by Christofferson. Huron was ready. Left side, Davis hits, blocked at the net, dug off the net. Over to the left side, they hit by Pierre, and they call it in. Very close call. Kill for Boddicker, her seventh. And Pierre again up four, 22-18, their biggest lead of this set. I think it's the fourth time. Huron has found a way to stay in it. But now back starting to get against the wall. Hilton Hines struggles with the serve receive, gets to it. Hampton Hines will free ball it on the third hit. Here's the set to the left. The hit knocked down the middle as Abby Kropp able to get her seventh kill and peer 2 points away from tying things up at 23-18. Swenson serving for Pier as the Governors try to tie this match up, 2 points away from doing so. Serve received Davis. Back set, Dreyer, right side, off balance, gets it up the middle. Nice dig by Pier. Tigers get a block off the net, can't make the save. Another kill for Kropp, and Pier at set point, 24-18. Biggest lead Pier's had in this set. And ready to, trying to put the Huron Tigers away, again here on out of timeouts. Swenson serving. This has been a 5-0 run by Pier. It was 19-18. Back set, Magmoradeth with the tip. Block, Magmoradeth returns it. Christofferson sets up the middle. They hit, dug by Hampton Eyes, but nobody else can get control, and Pierre will get the kill, and they'll win set two, 25-18. We're tied at one set apiece. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, two on Dakota Sports.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You can work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.